Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another lovely episode with my co-host, Ero. Hi, Ero.
Hi everyone. Hi May. Are you excited to be here?
Yay, I
Ah,
am.
fantastic. You know what? Let's just go straight into it. I know May just wants to give us some hot vibes.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about the state of the human heart. So, Ero, what do you think about that?
I think it's a very interesting topic, and it's kind of centered around our faith as Christians, and we believe that the human heart is naturally inclined towards sin. That's what I believe too, you know, and it's only through the grace of God that we are saved. Do you agree?
Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I want to give like a Bible passage. You know, in Romans 3 verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So it means that every person, right, regardless of whether they believe in God or not, they have a heart that is actually prone to sin and disobedience. Yeah.
But wait, as believers, don't you think the Holy Spirit within us is guiding us through a lot, and he's transforming, like transforming our heart to be more like Christ. Do you, don't you, like I believe that we have Holy Spirit in us.
Yeah, 100%. I believe that's why there's a difference, right? You know, in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, it says, "If anyone is in Christ, new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here," you know. So it shows that there's a difference, right? There's a difference in our hearts, there's a difference in the creation, us as a person, right? So we can see that it reminds us that transformation has taken place when we give our lives to Christ. So
So
yeah.
I'm sure. I'm very happy you broke down, and I'm sure our listeners, some of them that have not given their life to Christ, right? They don't understand what's going on within them. Yo, fam, everyone, you guys are in a very rebellion state, right? So even if you've not given your life to Christ, your heart is in that state, and you do not even realize it. That you're separate from God, and it's kind of preventing you from experiencing the fullness that's intended from Him.
I think I want to explain that. So, you know, was it David that said, "In sin did my mother conceive me," right? Yeah. So every human being comes into this world with a certain sin, like Adam had already done. So it just trails down, right? And the Bible passage says the heart of man is inherently evil. So naturally, every human is a selfish being and wants to do something for themselves and has evil tendencies, whether we are able to unveil them at this time or not, you know. But what Christ
Just in the
comes,
right trigger.
exactly, just the right trigger. But what Christ comes to do is he takes away that. That's why he says death to the flesh. You know, we can listen to our episode. So you die to the flesh. So the things you normally want to do, you're not able to do that, right? So you have to do what Christ is telling you to do. So for example, someone makes you upset, you want to speak to the person in another way, but you hear the Holy Spirit tell you, "Keep quiet," right? So your heart is changing, not naturally, but through Christ, you know. So
Yeah, it's
that's
not
why,
to your natural inclination.
exactly. So that's what Eru meant, you know, when he said, like, when you give your life to Christ. So once you give your life to Christ, it's Christ that is driving the how do you put it, the car or the wheels of your life, right? Not you,
Yeah,
because
that's yeah, Jesus take the wheels. Okay,
exactly, yeah.
nice. So I know I've spoken about folks that do not have Christ. Folks that now have Christ, you people too, right? Everyone's struggling around this, right? If I don't know, most times people think we don't struggle with sins and temptation, but we speak about this thing, sin, temptation, we struggle around them, right? But the difference is that we do have the Holy Spirit to help us overcome all of the struggle and to live a life that honors God.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a daily thing. Like they said, you take up your cross daily and follow Christ, right? Especially during this period of Lent, we should be reminded, right? It's a daily thing. You can't say, "Oh, because I did it yesterday, then today is okay." So you have to take it daily. So you have to die to your flesh daily. And as you die, your heart is going to be renewed towards the way, the will of God.
Powerful. 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 I want to just take us to the Bible. for a Bible story. And I like the Bible story. And one that comes to mind is King David, right? King David really expresses the heart of man in a way people understand, right? People saw David when he was running from Saul, when, you know, even during the time his son Absalom was trying to kill him, his heart was being shown everywhere. You see David's handprint, footprints, every print in Psalms, right? He was communicating constantly with God. However, there's one particular story I want to talk about, and it was when David ordered the murder or the killing of Uriah the Hittite because he wanted Bathsheba. And we could tell how the state of his heart was. This is someone that people like admired. David actually ordered that killing. That's a man for you.
I like that you use this. I like that you use King David, because if you watch David, like, the Bible was able to show us from David from a young man to him growing. Right? You could see David was even the someone. The shepherd. David was even someone that helped to kill Goliath. Right? So you, when you see David, you're like, this guy's heart is very nice. He's very kind. He cannot do anything evil. You know, that's how you see David. But to hear that David is someone that ordered the killing of another man because of his wife.
You know, the killing was not even, was he sent Raya with the letter. That was how.
It's painful. Like, he sent the guy. He said he gave the guy his letter to go and give the person so that they would kill. Understand? And this is not someone everybody would have expected. Like, do you think David, if you had seen all David's past history, if you had seen David's past history, will you say this person can do it? So the Bible tells us our heart is inherently evil, right? It's only Christ that can curb that. You know, at the part when David was looking at Bathsheba, it was lust. It was not the spirit of God that was there. It was the spirit of lust that took over, right? And then he revealed the evil tendencies that David exhibited. So it also tells us that we should not just say, oh, I cannot do this, or I can do this. Oh, you know, when you hear some certain stories, you're like, this one, I can't do it. It's only Christ that can hold you, right, and transform you to a new man. So it's not... You always have to be transformed daily. That's what I'm just trying to say.
I want to say something about. So the heart itself, I know people will start thinking about the physical heart, right? It's beyond the physical shape of your heart. It's beyond the biology of your heart. Your heart is also tied. It's like some Hebrew translation of the heart in the Bible is also your mind, right? Where your mind is. Your heart could be interchanged as your heart, as the case may be. But think about the holistic, that inner part that you harbor, you know, that your inner self that you speak with. And it's sprinkled around the Bible. I know there's, I think Jeremiah 17, verse 9, where it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and it is beyond cure. Who can understand it? I mean, it's a mind-boggling question. So this verse actually reminds us that we cannot trust our own heart, or we must rely solely on God. Thus the transformation that comes with having to depend on God. So very strong.
So guys, this podcast is really, don't trust yourself and say, oh, I cannot do this, or I can't do this, right? Instead, rely solely on God, and he's the one that is going to be able to guide you through this walk of life that we're all going through, right? Eric, what else do you have for us today?
Well, I mean, there's a lot that comes to mind, but I just need everyone to think about it. We have like all of the conversations around the heart sprinkled in the Bible. I know we've spoken more about the Old Testament, but I would leave us with maybe one thing that I think Jesus explained in Mark 7:20-23. And he said that it is not what goes into a man or a person that defiles them, but what comes out from the heart. Remember, he's speaking about the heart. He says, from within it, out of a person's heart, the evil thought comes, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evil come from inside and defiles a person. The heart is generating all these things. And I'm sure this list is not extensive. It's more and more. So to May's point, do not trust your heart. Do not trust yourself. Rely on God. That's what I can say. And most times, I think there are ways we can actually like manage this. I think the community of people that we interact with, because they expose you to so many things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do we maintain a healthy state of heart? I think I should ask you that.
I think we can strive to live a life of love and service. You know, denying your flesh daily is something that is very powerful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let God's will be first in your life. It should be the only thing, to be honest.
I do agree. In fact, you know what? I think May has actually nailed it. Just allow God to just hover around your life. That's the only thing that can help.
Hover.
Because your
dwell.
Heart. Dwell. Okay. Be inside. Because your heart is just... It's just wicked, right? The heart of man is wicked. So people, you can see it in our time now. You wonder why people are actually still suffering and people blame God for it. Yo, you are wrong. All right. I think, I hope we've done Dutch justice to this episode. Guys, thank you for listening to us. May, what do you have to our people? Sign out.
See you next week. And remember, God loves you.
Peace out. Bye.
Bye, guys.